Thank you, Mr. President. As it is the first time that my delegation is taking the floor, we would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, for your assumption as president of this meeting. We commend you, Mr. President, the members of the Bureau, and the Secretariat of the Convention on Cluster Munition for your efforts in preparing this meeting. We thank the coordinators of victim assistance for their presentation. Mozambique was formally declared a mine-free country in 2015. 1 year after, in 2016, Mozambique was also declared free from cluster munition contamination. So we thank the Norwegian people ID for its support. Mr. President, allow us to highlight some effort made by the government of Mozambique to provide assistance to the victims of mine and cluster munitions. In Mozambique, the actions of the assistance of the victims are coordinated by the Working Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disability that involve public institutions, civil society, and cooperation partners, which together implement programs and plans aimed at improving the quality of life and promoting participation of the victims in all areas of life without discrimination of any kind. Mozambique approved a set of regulatory instruments such as the Mine Victim Assistance Action Plan and Explosive Remnants of War 2015-2019, which aimed, among other things, to respond to the need for greater visibility of victim assistance action. As part of the government strategy to continue in assisting the victims, in 2021, it was decided that there was a need to define a single plan of action for mine and cluster munition victims, which includes all people with disabilities. The Disability Action Plan under preparation will include the mine casualties component, which guide interventions globally, taking into account the specificities of the different sectors, basic service for people in an inclusive perspective. In Mozambique, the victims of mine cluster munitions and people with disability generally benefit from all basic social protection programs implemented in the country as an integral part of Mozambican society. Social assistance programs are characterized by cash and cash transfers, where in recent times the assistance provided to victims has increased in response to COVID-19 and humanitarian emergencies. Mr. President, in socio-economic integration, the government of Mozambique has developed action to include mine and cluster munition victims and people with disabilities in vocational courses which appropriate pedagogical, technical, and human conditions in order to facilitate access to employment. In addition, about 1,591 victims and people with disabilities were integrated into social economic activity, which allowed them to develop self-employment, thus ensuring their self-sustainability. In the area of health, public education actions are ongoing on prevention of pathologies and hospital care, acquisition of equipment and supplies for the manufacture of devices and locomotion aids. The victims are also guaranteed access to rehabilitation services based on the community, medical care and medicine, among others. Mr. President, despite the progress made, Mozambique still faces challenges in implementing victim assistance activities, such as availability of financial resources and the collection, treatment, and discrimination of data of the victims according to their age, gender, and type of physical impairment in order to provide the assistance according to their need. In conclusion, Mr. President, we would like to thank the Implementation Support Unit, the coordinators of the victim assistance, and all partners for the support that has been made available to Mozambique, and we reiterate our commitment to the objectives of the Convention. Thank you very much.